Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on September 17th, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. On September 25th, there will be a public meeting to discuss the proposed application for a community development block grant and receive public input, comments, and recommendations on the proposal. The meeting will be held in the second floor engineering conference room in City Hall at noon on September 25th. If you would like to know more about community development block grants, I've linked to WyomingCDA.com in the description, which is the website for the Wyoming Community Development Authority. The primary election is over, but there's still the general election coming up in November. And the general election has several races that weren't included in the primary, as well as other things on the ballot to consider. In order to help you keep up with what the races and issues you should know about if you plan to vote are, the League of Women Voters will be hosting two more forums with Gillette Public Access Television. On September 24th, the forum will feature candidates for Federal House and Senate, County Commissioner, City Council, and Gillette College Board. Then on September 25th, they will be questioning candidates for School Board, Cemetery Board, Conservation District, and Hospital Board. Both forums will be held at 6 o'clock p.m. in the City Council Chambers in City Hall, and be both broadcast live and played back on GPA Channel 192, and streamed online at gillettewy.gov/GPA. The Gillette Historic Preservation Commission still needs applicants. If you have an interest or experience in local history, apply by visiting the link in the description. Citizen advisory boards are a great way to get involved in your community. Another way to get involved in your community is to participate in the next Comprehensive Master Plan Virtual Engagement Room, which is available right now at plangillette.com. In the Virtual Engagement Room, you'll be asked to answer questions about the goals of the city and your ideas on how to help meet those goals. Link, you may not be surprised to hear, in the description. Things that the city does not need anymore don't just get thrown away. That would be wasteful. No, things the city doesn't need anymore get posted on govdeals.com, so you can buy them. They've just put up some printers, scanners, and an iPhone, and there are other items being offered up all the time, so keep an eye on the City of Gillette GovDeals page, which I have linked to in the description. It's a veritable library of links in the description of this episode. Here's what's on the September 17th City Council agenda. It'll be sort of a shorter meeting this time, at least as far as agenda items are concerned. Once all the regular agenda items are out of the way, City Council is going to go on a little tour to see some of the in-progress or recently completed projects, like the city pool, wastewater treatment plant headworks, and the material storage shed. First though, Council must consider a bid award for the Stroop and Eagle Mobile Ridge Home Parks and People's Improvement Service District Regional Water Phase 6 Connection Project. Pipes will be run to the water tanks used by the Stroop and Eagle Ridge areas, and People's Improvement and Service District will get a pump station and connection to city water that will only be used for emergency water for the time being. Council will submit another Community Development Block Grant application on behalf of the Council of Community Services for their Emergency Homeless Shelter and Permanent Supportive Housing Units Phase 2 renovation project. The Community Development Block Grants have to be submitted by a municipal authority, which is why the city is doing it on the Council of Community Services' behalf. There's one item from the last Planning Commission meeting. It's a zoning text amendment to authorize K-12 transportation facilities as a permitted use in C1 general commercial zoning districts. This is something the city has to do because it turns out that K-12 transportation facilities, like the school district's bus barns, are not covered by any of the existing zone permitted uses that were already in place. And this is the first step for the school district to build a new bus barn over off of Enze and Southern Drives. This, though, is just the zoning text amendment, and the school district will have to submit a commercial site plan for anything they plan to build later on. That's a brief look at the September 17th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.